Daughters-in-Law by Joanna Trollope. Narrated by Rosalind Landor. Chapter 1. From the front pew, Anthony had an uninterrupted view of the back of the girl who was about to become his third daughter-in-law. The church had a wide aisle and a broad carpeted space below the shallow chancel steps where the four little bridesmaids had plopped themselves down in the pink silk nests of their skirts during the address, so that there was a clear line of sight between Anthony and the bridal pair. The bride, tightly swathed in ivory satin, seemed to Anthony to have the seductively imprisoned air of a landlocked mermaid. Her dress fitted closely, very closely, from below her shoulders to her knees, and then fanned out into soft folds, and a fluid little train, which spilled carelessly down the chancel steps behind her. Anthony's gaze travelled slowly from the crown of her pale cropped head, veiled in gauze and scattered with flowers, down to her invisible feet, and then back up again to rest on the unquestionably satisfactory curves of her waist and hips. She has, Anthony thought, a gorgeous figure, even if it is improper for her almost father-in-law to think such a thing. Gorgeous. He swallowed and transferred his gaze sternly to his son. Luke, exuding that raw and possessive male pride that gives wedding days such an edge, was half turned towards his bride. There had been a touching moment 5 minutes before, when Charlotte's widowed mother had reached up to fold her daughter's veil back from her face, and the two had regarded each other for several seconds, with an intensity of understanding that excluded everyone else around them.